Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, February 20th, 2014. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. As you can tell from my voice, I'm a little under the weather. Been so all week. Got the cold. I got my flu shot, so it can't be a flu, right? It's impossible. But anyways, been being lazy. Anyway, so I wanted to do an audio boo, and for the first time ever in the history of anything of the planet, I am doing it on my Surface Pro tablet. Really? Anyway, so it's been quite a few weeks in Wall Street, right? We had the early scare of a bear market, right? Or at least a correction, and didn't do much, right? But everybody thought this time it was different, and me too. And over the last, almost 2 weeks now, maybe a little over now, the market's come right back, and we're basically near all-time highs again. It's been an amazing run, and even yesterday when we had just a down day, the market's been extremely resilient. Today we just shot back up. And I'm looking, it's options week, right? So not that that means anything, but, usually options week has a little bit of a run to it, especially if the prior week was down, which it wasn't this month, but just saying, other than that, we had some interesting movers in the market today, and I thought, one I wanted to bring, I don't own any of this, but Lightbridge Corporation, have you heard of that one? Apparently, they got a patent approval for metallic fuel design. I don't know what that means. I don't know anything about the company other than that in my scans it keeps showing up. And today it was up another 15%, and the volume is up over 7,500%. And it's only, it's under $5, which, I don't like to tout stocks, but it's $344. So I'm going back and I'm thinking, every stock at some point in its life was at a low point, right? I don't know what they do. It's not certainly not a recommendation, but it keeps showing up the last few days on my percentage gainers. Right? It's like, man, that thing just keeps bumping up, and the volume's up considerably. Kind of interesting, right? Home Away, another one up today, up over 12%, volume up over 400%, and I think they had earnings, right? Let me check real quick, but. Let's see. They did have earnings, right? That's what sent them up. Let's see. It soars after fourth quarter revenue came in above consensus. So they're doing well. I used to own that stock. Unfortunately, I do not have it anymore. Anyways, Tesla was up another one, and I was wondering. Let's see where Tesla is on here. Wow, it was a lot of stuff. Today was a good day in the market, right? I got a lot of one. Here's Tesla. Tesla's up over 8%, 93% of volume, though. But I was wondering, have you ever seen anyone drive a Tesla car? I don't know anyone that has one. I've never seen one on the freeway. I'm in California, and I was on Twitter yesterday, and I said, do they sell any cars? Or is it just kind of a feel-good stock or something of potential, but apparently, somebody replied on Twitter, they're all over the freeways in Los Angeles, so. But I'm not in Los Angeles, but I haven't seen them up here in Sacramento at all. But the stock is doing great. Today, the big news was Facebook, right? Facebook buying WhatsApp. And that's the global leader in mobile messaging. That was kind of interesting, right? And watching CNBC today, there was a lot of pros and cons. Is this the greatest move of the century or the stupidest move of the century? And I am going to lean on a smart move, and because Facebook is trying to expand their social networking reaches, and why not? They probably overpaid, but that's the way it goes, right? That's the way it goes. Just lost my notes. Hey, did you see that? Public sector is cutting part-time shifts to duck insurance laws. Cities, counties, and public schools, lacking the option of passing along increased cost to consumers, are drawing the line at 30 hours. Yep. It's true. After hours, it's kind of lame right now. I have to wait till later. Let's see. So, anyways, so my views on the market are that it's running along without me. I'm in cash. I shouldn't say still in cash. I did go into cash long enough to get whipsawed, which was just really smart. But anyways, yeah. So I'm in cash, and I keep waiting for a dip. I keep thinking it's coming, and I don't want to chase stocks. As I've said before, I'd rather risk getting whipsawed or miss a move up. I think we are going to get a pretty substantial correction at some point this year. It's just getting a little giddy out there, at least in my opinion. After hours, HP did well, and I haven't seen Priceline yet, so it may be out yet. But anyways, hey, I just want to do a quick audiobook, let my thoughts on the market, and yeah, I'm just being cautious right now. It's tempting to flip stocks, but I've been a little under the weather, so I just kind of been not paying much attention, and that's about it. Well, hey, I hope you're having a great one.
And today's music from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com is The Storm with The One and The Many. See ya.
Let's hang our lives on the line.